Very nice stuff. I have to confess, that's not me playing the guitar. It wouldn't sound much like that. It is my special guest here on ABC Gippsland on this, what day is it? Wednesday morning, joined in the studio for the next 20-odd minutes or so by the fabulous Troy Cassadaly, who's touring around the country just doing a bit of publicity for the new album. Troy Cassadaly, welcome back to ABC Gippsland.
Gerard, it's great to see you again, and thank God there's not there's something else looming that's taking up all our time.
Indeed.
The last time, I think we were talking about Kevin Rudd on the thing, talking about how he, you know, was doing the Kevin 11 thing. And
whatever happened to him?
Wow. And is he coming back? You know, he's very quiet at the moment.
Yeah, almost too quiet.
I think so. If I was Julia, I'd be worried.
I think she might be. Look, we might get onto politics in a while, but I should also introduce, I don't think we've done this before, a bit of a co-host here in the studio, Taylor Rawls, Year 10 student from Luana College, travelled up, stayed with Uncle David last night here in Sale, and going to be a bit of a co-host, because you're a bit of a country music fan yourself, Taylor, is this right?
Yeah, indeed I am.
And you were a guest of Celine's program last week when you were up in Tamworth.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask the easy questions, you're going to ask the biting, sort of incisive questions. Troy's been readied for it, so we'll see how we go here. We'll see how we go. Troy, I want to ask you about this new album, which we got a pre-version of, Home. Now, I listened to this a few times, travelling down to Melbourne on the train a week or so ago, had it on in the device thing.
Yep.
Righto. Is this a little bit more reflective, a little bit more? Because it's been a big year in the Troy Cassadaly household. Is this a bit more reflective, or is this a typical sort of set of narratives that you'd hear on a Troy Cassadaly album?
Well, first of all, yes, it is reflective for sure. I mean, after the flood that went through our farm, I started to appreciate a few different things in life, you know, and I would listen to my kids and hear the way they were responding to it, and my wife's reaction to it as well. The first day of our cleanup, we were at each other's throats, mate. I've got to be quite honest, and it was a tough couple of days to look at your farm, to look at your neighbours, the way the devastation went through our place. Mm. And we started sort of going, well, you know, what takes priority here, other than the kids, of course? And I said, well, first of all, it's us. Don't worry about any of this stuff, because it's just us. We have to make sure we're on the same page here. And it brought us closer together, I think. The whole thing for us was getting through it, the friends that came to our aid. And suddenly when I sat down to write a record, you couldn't help but be reflective, Gerard. So I sort of sat there thinking, okay, what's important to me, and what's important to us as Australians as well? First of all, adversity brings people together. And second of all, home was an obvious title, because I thought, well, don't we take a lot of pride in our home when things are tough? Global financial crisis, you might get things at job security. I think it really makes us appreciate what we have right on our doorstep.
Very much so. We've got Taylor Rawls here as well from Luana College. Taylor, you'll be jumping in with questions as we go along. You went to Nashville to record this. So why not? Why go to Nashville if the emphasis and the sort of backstory is about home, about Australia? Well, why travel to the home of country music in the United States?
Well, Gerard, I had a dream.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I had a dream. No, not one of those ones where you're laying down sleeping.
Yeah.
I had a thought of making a record with some of my favourite players, even before the flood. And there were three or four records in my life that were absolute, you know, career things that I thought, I have to make a record with these blokes one day. That's my dream. Kids listening, dreams come true. Believe me. Hmm. So I just rang Keith Urban, who's been a mate of mine for a long time, and I said, "Who would you have in?"
Did Nicole pick up the phone?
No. Always get Keith.
Okay.
Yeah, straight to the butcher.
Yeah.
Not the block, we say. And I said to him, "Look, if there's one bloke you'd have over there to help with the recording process in your corner, who would it be?" And he said, "Well, I've used this guy," and he said, "Even if you don't use him, he's a great bloke to know." And it started with that one phone call, and I thought, "No, this can happen, you know." And I really wanted to do it to push myself as an artist. I wanted to be the producer on this record, but I wanted to use some of the best players I could find in Nashville to see what would come of 13 Australian-written tracks chucked at one of the best bands in the world. And I thought, you got to punch above your weight. And like I say, it was a bit of a dream to do, and I came home totally chuffed with the result.
Very good.
I was just wanting to ask, how do you approach your songwriting? Do you put your lyrics first or your melody?
Look, it's an interesting one, Taylor. I honestly mix it up all the time. I carry a notebook with me, and sometimes I'll get ideas about things that I think are important enough to jot down.
Yeah.
Other times I'll sit with the guitar, and I do a lot of what they call just noodling on the guitar. Yeah. So if a song's going to start with what they call a motif, the guitar is the one that you break the tune with.
Yep.
So say you're sitting on the guitar and you know, you've just chucked your capo on. I put it on the fifth fret this one afternoon.
Yep.
But I was on a banjo at the time when I started this song, so it was all really quite new to me. I'd been given a banjo for my Christmas present, and I just started noodling around. And I started with... And as I kept sort of playing along, I was thinking, I need to sort of paint a picture of a town because I wanted to write something about the way the floods had affected us.
Yeah.
So it started out, this old town is full of memories, from its lonely streets to the tall, tall trees. Little houses built on an old floodplain. We dread the summer and we fear the rain. So then I had a verse. And then I needed to go, okay, well, where do we build from here?
Yeah.
So that's where the song starts. And
yeah.
I think just don't be afraid to just mess around with chords and things like that that will give you that open door to getting into the next part of finishing a song.
Yeah, okay.
Do you write your own stuff?
We're trying to at the moment.
And how, because I watch that and I watch musicians when they come into the studio and they just do something which to them is very simple. And I think, where in God's name did that come from?
I think the same thing.
You think the same thing? Okay.
Look, I think the same thing too when you're watching different artists. And sometimes it might be a melodic thing that gets you. Or it might be the fact that I was playing a banjo at the time too that was so different. So guitar, to me, these days, I've been playing for well over 30 years, it can be a little bit predictable. But when you get on something different, it tends to dig things out of you as you become a student again.
Yeah.
And my wife never gives me instruments. She's always scared to give me something in case it's wrong, you know. But she said, I'd gotten my socks and jocks for Christmas there last year and I got the fishing reel that I wanted. And she said, oh, but there's one more thing. And while I was in Melbourne down here doing the Anzac Day game, she'd organised a banjo for me. And I'd always wanted one, been a bit of a sort of a closet banjo fan. And next thing it arrived. And the first thing I did was sit down after the flood cleanup and during the flood cleanup and start trying to play it. I didn't know anything about it, but I got to it pretty quick.
Do
you play the mandolin as well? Did I see you playing? So you play guitar, banjo, mandolin?
Yeah, look, the other one's reasonably okay. I play them. I wouldn't say I'm an actual banjo player or mandolin player. I use them for motifs, and motifs are hooks.
Yep.
And if you find something that's really nice on the mandolin that you can keep playing over and over in a song, a motif is something you'll come back to.
Yeah.
And that can be the strength of a song. You know, John Butler's song, The Zebra One.
Yep.
Da, 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 da. That's an actual chorus, believe it or not, because that's what everyone knows about the song. There's no lyric on it, but it's the musical hook. And when you keep coming back to that, you go, wow, I love that.
Yeah.
And that's what you should do. If you find something that's at least noticeable enough in your little repertoire that you can play to come back to, then you've got to start, I reckon.
My guest in the studio, two guests in the studio, Troy Cassidaly, you're here promoting his tour, and I'll give you the dates on that in a little while, and the new album, Home, and Taylor Rawls, all the way up from the Latrobe Valley, as a bit of a co-host here this morning, because I know very little about country music, but Taylor recently up in Tamworth busking away. Troy, you went to, I think I got this right yesterday doing a bit of research, you first went to Tamworth when you were about 11 or 12, but then
That's
went
right.
back 2 or 3 years later to perform for the first time. And I think I saw you on the Denton program saying that, you know, you were crapping your pants sort of thing
that
first time. What advice do you have for, I'm sure you get asked all the time by people such as Taylor and lots of other young Australian performers about that first step. What advice do you typically give them?
Well, Taylor, you'll know by being to Tamworth for the second time now just how infectious the town is.
It has just a vibe to it.
It has an amazing vibe. I got that vibe the first trip.
Yeah.
I was just a young kid, just started guitar. My guitar teacher was with me. My mum was with me. My guitar teacher said, what do you reckon of all this music? And I said, I finally don't feel weird because back home in Grafton, we didn't have as many people around that love country music. Everyone loved different stuff. I got to Tamworth and there's all these like-minded people. People of your age, Taylor, that are on the streets with wherever there's a PowerPoint, there's a kid attached or a person attached playing. So I came home and I thought, well, first of all, I have to up my repertoire because you can't just play four songs, even though you've got a good flow of people. But I think I got my repertoire to about 10 to 15 tunes, and that's as many as I could cram into my little head at the time. And then I set up outside of a music shop called Cheaper Music, which is still there.
Oh, that's right.
And I was just trying the songs. People throw money. I think we made $11 on the first day, and I thought that was a win.
What'd you spend it on?
A food. Yeah, I was dehydrated and I needed a feed. And I think it was just a great way to start.
Yeah.